A never-present help, September 17. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. We have rich promises in the Word of God, if we only believe and trust in him. We are in danger of trusting to our own poor human efforts, and not putting our trust in God. Everyone who has any part to act in this great preparation of the work of God for these last days should come close to God. When God sends out his workers to do a special errand for him, he has pledged himself to be one with them, if they will be one with God. But if they draw apart from God, and try to do this work in their own strength, they will find difficulties and discouragements at every step. Here we have the promise that in working for the Lord he is by our right hand to help us and work with us. It would be the greatest folly in the world for any of us to take any of the credit to ourselves for any success we may have. The more humbly we walk with God, the more will he manifest himself to us to help us. The Lord never designed to send out his servants to do a work for him with all the opposition of Satan and evil angels against them unless he gives them divine help. The reason that we do not have greater success in the work is because we depend on our own efforts rather than upon the help God will give us. It is our privilege to feel our weakness, our unworthiness, and then claim the help that God has provided for us. We can take the word in our distress, and while we feel the burden of souls upon us, and say, "Hear, Lord, thou hast promised, and I believe thy word." We must learn to go to our heavenly Father just as a child goes to its earthly parents. He says, "Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" While every one of God's workmen should cultivate his powers to the best of his ability, yet he should not trust in these powers. Make of yourselves everything that it is possible for you to make and then trust the rest to God.